Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA playoffs, the Raptors are up 2-0 in their first-round series against Brooklyn. Fred VanVleet made 24 points and 10 assists as Toronto knocked off the Nets last night 104-99. Also, the Celtics ripped the 76ers 128-101 to take a 2-0 lead. In the NHL, the Bruins advanced to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs after downing the Hurricanes 2-1. Meanwhile, the Canadiens forced a sixth game in their first-round series by fending off Philadelphia 5-3. In Major League Baseball, the Red Sox ended their 9-game losing streak as Rafael Devers homered and collected 3 RBIs in a 6-3 decision over the Phillies. Also, the Rays doubled up the Yankees 4-2, the Mets bested the Marlins 5-3, and the Blue Jays topped the Orioles 5-2. The Braves and Nationals were rained out in Atlanta. They'll make up the game with a doubleheader on September 4th. The Reds made news in the TV booth at Game 1 of their doubleheader with Kansas City yesterday when broadcaster Tom Brenneman was heard using a gay slur while returning from a commercial break. He did not seem to realize he was on air. Brenneman apologized during the fifth inning of the second game before leaving the booth. At Saratoga Race Course, 2-year-old horse Toby's Heart won the $85,000 Bolton Landing with a time of 1 minute 2.31 seconds. Today's race card includes the New York Turf Riders Cup Steeplechase and the Tale of the Cat. First post is at 12:50 p.m. In NFL news, the league says it will consult an advisory committee made up of former coaches, general managers, and players on issues surrounding the coronavirus pandemic, including postponing or even canceling games this season. The league will consider holding playoff games in a bubble environment. Until then, the league sent game day and travel protocols to the 32 teams this week. And lastly, a Florida appeals court has ruled that police violated the rights of Patriots owner Robert Kraft and others when they secretly recorded video of them paying for sex acts in a massage parlor. Prosecutors could appeal to the state Supreme Court, but if this ruling stands, charges against Kraft and others might be dropped. I'm Jesse King.